Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Man with a Load of Mischief by Martha Grimes. Read by Steve West.
Come here, my sweet lady, pray how do ye do? Where is Cicely so cleanly, and Prudence, and Sue? And where is the widow that dwelt here below, and the ostler that sung about 8 years ago? Why now let me die, sir, or live upon trust, if I know to which question to answer you first. Why, things since I saw you most strangely have varied. The ostler is hanged, and the widow is married, and Prue left a child for the parish to nurse, and Cicely went off with a gentleman's purse. Matthew Prior. Chapter 1. Saturday, December 19. Outside the Jack and Hammer, a dog growled. Inside, his view of the high street obstructed by the window at his shoulder, Melrose Plant sat in the curve of the bay, drinking Old Peculiar and reading Rimbo. The dog growled deep in its throat and started barking again, something it had been doing intermittently for the last 15 minutes. Sun streaming through the cerulean blue and deep green of the tulip design of the leaded panes, threw rainbow colours across his table, as Melrose Plant rose up to peer over the reverse letters advertising Hardy's Crown. The dog sitting in the snow outside the public house was a scruffy Jack Russell, belonging to Miss Crisp, who ran the second-hand furniture shop across the street. Usually it launched its barks from a chair set outside her door. Today, however, it had wandered across the street to occupy itself with the Jack and Hammer's frontage. It barked on. "I direct your attention, Dick," said Melrose Plant, "to the curious incident of the dog in the daytime." Across the room, Dick Scroggs, the publican, paused in his polishing of the bevelled mirror behind the bar.
"What's that, my lord?"
"Nothing," said Melrose Plant. "Just paraphrasing Sir Arthur."
"Sir Arthur, my lord?"
"Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes, you know." Melrose took a swig of his ale and went back to Rimbo. But he didn't get very far along before the dog started barking again.
"Actually," said Melrose, snapping shut the book,
"I believe it was the dog in the night time." Scroggs applied his cloth to the mirror.
"Nighttime, daytime, I only wish the bleed..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?